Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the lesson which you just heard, Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 23. Dear Christian friends, the entire creation is before you. The highest mountains in the world, always covered with snow. Sparkling glaciers, deep blue lakes surrounded by dense evergreen forests, shallow muddy ones too, with stumps and brush and bass, slow-moving rivers dump their loads as they empty into gulfs and great oceans, rich fertile farmland in those valleys and deltas, great cities built at those natural ports, skyscrapers, people scurrying between them to catch a quick lunch at the deli. And in another time zone, people are already driving home to bedroom communities with houses and lawns and children. Meanwhile, on the other side of the world, they're just waking up, saying good morning in 1,000 different languages. And that's just the Earth. The Big Dipper and a billion stars barely illuminate the immense blackness of space. Our sun, which so brightens us, is just a tiny, insignificant speck in the big picture. The whole length and breadth and height of the universe is before you. Imagine that somehow all of that could be captured in a camera. That would mean that somehow all of those images would be drawn to one tiny point, the focal point. Then pass through that point and begin to enlarge again until they splash in full color against the film. Theoretically, once all that light passes through the focal point, it can continue to enlarge again forever. Folks, the entire creation is coming together at a focal point. Everything we see, that entire panorama, is being drawn into the pinhole. Everything, all people, all creation, everything is being drawn to one final gathering before our Lord Jesus Christ. In our text this morning, St. Paul tells us that in Christ, all things come together. Colossians 1, verse 17, in him, all things consist. Or as the NASB puts it, in him, all things hold together. Christ is the focal point to which all things are being drawn. He is the firstborn over all creation, Paul says, verse 15. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. Mountains and oceans, stars, sun, all owe their existence to Christ. people in cities and suburbs, in the Western Hemisphere and the Eastern, all come from him. And now, everything is being drawn back to him. Those mountains so massive will crumble. The stars so immense will come crashing in when summoned by their Lord. People so seemingly self-sufficient will be absolutely powerless to resist when Christ calls. Everything, everyone, is inevitably being drawn to a point, the focal point, wherever Christ decides to take his final stand. There's no getting around it. Every minute of our lives, we are being drawn closer to that point where we must stand before the one who created and rules all things. Again, verse 15. Christ is the image of the invisible God. And verse 18, in all things, he has the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. All things are being drawn ultimately, finally, to that point to stand before the fullness of God. One of these days, when we least expect it, Christ will return. All the nations will be gathered before him, and there he will stand. Every bit as human as when he walked on earth with James and John. But there, at that point, will also stand the fullness of God. The infinite God at a finite point. The immensity of the universe gathered before him. That will be the focal point. The point at which all creation will stand on the verge of eternity. One dare not stand before the fullness of God, the holiness of God, dressed in the rags of human sin. One dare not come to this unavoidable point unprepared to pass. But it is Jesus through whom we must pass. It is Jesus who is the focal point. Jesus, whom we have known as a helpless baby, as a gentle friend. Jesus, who has said to us, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Jesus, who has always been there with us every step of the way. The same Jesus by whom it pleased the Father, verse 20 of our text, to reconcile all things to himself by Jesus, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Jesus, the one who is willing to die for his sinful creatures, is the one standing there before us at the verge of eternity. And he knows the way beyond. Verse 18, he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Christ has passed from death to life. Jesus, just as human as we are, has passed from time into eternity. He is, Paul says, the beginning, the firstborn, so that there can be others, so that we can follow. Jesus stands there as the focal point, not to bar our way, but to take us by the hand and lead us, each one of us, personally into the glory that he has known so well forever. Light passes through the focal point and then begins to enlarge again. Except for the size of the camera, there's really no limit as to how far it can expand. In fact, after passing through the focal point, that light, those images, can expand infinitely further than ever before. Our text, God has delivered us from the power of darkness, verse 13, and translated us into the kingdom of his Son, the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. That is, verse 12, the inheritance of the saints in light. By the blood of Jesus, we have passed from Satan's kingdom into Christ's. For us then, the focal point will be our passage into the kingdom of ever-broadening light. An entire new creation now stands before us to admire and explore and experience. This one isn't limited by time and space. And this one isn't racing toward a collapse. This one is always only beginning. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.